bit of business is other business. Our first item of other business is Habitat for Humanity Restore. Revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the addition of a two-story, 30,000-square-foot retail office storage building. The first story will consist of 20,000 square feet, while the second story will consist of 10,000 square feet. Included in this plan is the proposal for a stormwater management facility and parking expansions. The existing entrance from Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, will be utilized. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 88. Zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Chairman, I move that we grant
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for the Habitat for Humanity Restore, subject to, did you want additional, do we have agency approvals?
Not yet, subject to staff.
Subject to staff review and approval with appropriate agency approvals, sorry.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Habitat for Humanity Restore as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-01, Jose Neto and Karine Pizierra de Silva, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the use of the property for an esthetician business. The structure being used for the business is an existing structure and no new structures are currently proposed. Conditional use number 2374 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, March 21st, 2023 through ordinance number 2913. The property is located on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 0.38 miles southwest of Mulberry Knoll Road, Sussex County Road 284. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 23. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary and final site plan for S24-01, Jose Neto and Carney Pierre da Silva. Apologies for the pronunciation issue. With final by staff.
We have.
It is approved.
You already have. Yeah. No, never mind. You have all the agency approvals. Thank you.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the site plan S24-01, Jose Neto and Katerine Pereira da Silva as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-48, Chalaray Foundations Incorporated, revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan for Delray Foundations, Inc. on the lands of Reynald E. Garcia for the construction of a 4,255-square-foot masonry contractor's office, parking, and related improvements. This use was approved for the site via conditional use 2056, approved by Sussex County Council on Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. The preliminary plan for this project was granted preliminary approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission on Thursday, April 20th, 2023. This is a revised preliminary plan, has been resubmitted for review due to the design revisions to both the primary office structure as well as the parking and internal drives. The parcel is located on the east side of Marshall Street, Sussex County Road 225, approximately 0.5 miles north of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 207. The tax parcel is District 330, Map 15, Parcel 20.01. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the the revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan for site plan 2348 Delray Foundations, Inc., with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan, site plan S23-48 Delray Foundations, Incorporated, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Charlotte A. Parsons, minor division plan off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots to be served by a 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement over an existing private driveway known as Cockadoo Lane. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.7527 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.7501 acres more or less, and proposed lot three will consist of 0.7501 acres more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 21.8689 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement is to be established for the use of the shared access road. The parcel is located on the east side of East Trap Pond Road, Sussex County Road 62, and the north side of Samuel Hill Road, Sussex County Road 437. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 20, Parcel 20.15. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the land of Charlotte A. Parsons minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement.
I second the motion.
The move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement for lands of Charlotte A. Parsons as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Rex One Incorporated, minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of three lots plus residual lands with access for two of the lots to retain access off an existing 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 1.001 acres more or less and will front on Avalon Road, Sussex County Road 302A. Proposed lot two consists of 1.003 acres more or less. Proposed lot three consists of 1.002 acres more or less and will have access off the existing 50-foot easement. And the residual lands shall consist of 2.289 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northeast side of Avalon Road, Sussex County Road 302A, approximately 0.74 mile northwest of Lawson Road, Sussex County Road 296. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 15, Parcel 17. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and as of today, staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Rex One, Inc., I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 50-foot easement as a preliminary and final.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Rex One Incorporated as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Rodolfo Juarez and Lakeisha Marie Flores, minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots to be served by a 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.94 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.93 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.75 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 2.06 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall consist of 1.19 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement is to be established for the use of the shared access road. The parcel is located on the northeast side of Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 434A, approximately 0.28 mile southeast of Phillips Hill Road, Sussex County Road 472. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 21, Parcel 1.09. Staff are waiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I move to approve lands of, the lands of Adolfo Juarez and Leticia Marie Flores as a minor subdivision plan off the 50-foot easement upon all agency approvals.
With final by staff.
What's that?
The mic on.
Oh.
Actually, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was asking you, is that the motion, though? Do you need agency approvals, or do you need...
Subject to staff upon receipt of all agency.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure I understood.
Final by staff.
Yeah, that was fine what he said then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
I second the motion.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Rodolfo Juarez and Lakeisha Marie Flores as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 1639, ordinance number 1864, Sunrise Condominiums, originally filed on behalf of Bethany Court, LLC. And this is for the determination as to the status of the conditional use approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to provide a determination as to the status of conditional use number 1639, which was approved by the County Council at its meeting of Tuesday, July 25th, 2006. The ordinance was for 6 multifamily dwelling units to be located in a medium density residential zoning district at tax parcel District 134, Map 5, Parcel 4. The acreage of the parcel is 1.287 acres, more or less. Although the approved multifamily dwellings were not constructed on the parcel, a site plan was approved for the dwellings on September 4th, 2007. Commission last reviewed this request at its meeting of Thursday, December 14, 2023, where it was advised that the matter be deferred for further consideration as 2 commissioners were not available to be present at that meeting in order to allow for a thorough review of the materials received as well as the record of that meeting to enable the entire commission to make a joint determination on the application. The applicant has provided chronology of the improvements constructed at the parcel and is requesting a determination as to whether the conditional use approval approved on July 25, 2006 remains valid. Should a determination be made that the conditional use approval is no longer valid, the applicant will be required to submit a new application for a conditional use and pay an additional application fee.
Any discussion on this one?
No, just Mr. Mears and Mr. Butler, have you both listened to the tape? And
Mr.
You're...
Mears was here.
Oh, Mr. Mears was here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was okay. You've heard the tape and you're qualified to vote.
Yeah, and it wasn't a public hearing, so it's not like you
I
have
understand.
To. Yeah, but still, you have to be familiar
yeah,
with it.
I just
so
want to make
you
sure.
Reviewed it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mr. Robertson has a motion for me.
Okay. So Mr. Mears' motion is regarding conditional use number 1639, ordinance number 1864, Sunrise Condominiums. Originally filed on behalf of Bethany Court, LLC, Mr. Mears moves that we find, that the commission find that this conditional use has been abandoned and that the conditional use has expired based on section 115-174 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property has remained idle or unused with no construction activity that is actively underway for a continuous period of a lot more than 2 years. Based upon the applicant's submission, the last construction activity that was performed on the site occurred in 2009. When the sanitary sewer and water infrastructure was installed with the sewer cleanouts only roughed in and the base coat of paving put down. No top coat was ever installed on the pavement and no additional work occurred on the site. No homes were ever built and the site has sat idle since 2009. It is clear that the site's been abandoned for many years at this point. For that reason, Mr. Mears moves that conditional use number 1639 has expired under the terms of section 115-174 of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to determine that the status of the conditional use approval is that it has been abandoned and that a new application will be required for conditional use number 1639, ordinance number 1864, Sunrise Condominiums, originally filed on behalf of Bethany Court, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. There being none, the motion carries 5-0. Okay, that completes our other business.